Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Guess what? We're trying something brand new here on Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. I have the opportunity of having Tom Breeze, the man, the myth, the legend when it comes to anything associated with YouTube and ads and all the craziness stuff. He's been here all day long. In fact, flew over all the way from the UK just to film for our Fill Your Funnel product. If you don't have it, again, fillyourfunnel.com. Definitely check that out. So excited to have Tom here. Again, you guys had such crazy content today. So we're just going to talk this thing through and see how it all goes. So
for sure, let's do it.
I'm not going to be looking at the camera. You'll probably get some side angles and everything else. This is pretty raw as you're used to getting from me. So that's how it works. So I want to talk about kind of the stuff you were talking about earlier today. So sure. Some of the main cool stuff you were talking about was really making sure that you had – it was all back to as far as the customer experience and finding out where the – making sure that you're talking to the customer in the state of mind that they're in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so if you don't mind, just kind of fill us in a little bit about that. And oh, you know what? I should actually give him some props so you guys understand who he actually is. This is a guy who's basically doing all the ads for Frank Kern, from Brendan Bouchard, for Amy Porterfield, for – I know you've done some digital marketer. I mean, you've done anything and everything associated with anything YouTube-wise. This is the guy you want to be listening to, so it's a huge treat to have you here. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's a much more formal introduction. Sorry about that.
Yeah. We like it that way. Just as long as you want to kind of keep on like waxing lyrical.
I will throughout the entire podcast.
That's lovely.
Just get used to it.
That's nice.
So with that said, I want to make sure we kind of have our listeners understand really the importance of capturing the customer and the experience that they're in. So you talked about earlier today as far as when they first walk into the store, when they start looking at things and then the cart. Those are the three things you were talking to Russell about. So if you don't mind, just briefly kind of give people an overview of how that works and why it's important from a YouTube ad standpoint.
Yeah, so when it comes to YouTube advertising, I always look at it from a standpoint of like start with the user in mind. And that's the difference that I think a lot of people don't see when it comes to advertising on YouTube. I think that a lot of places where you can advertise, not just Facebook, but other platforms as well, it's very much like, what's your product, what's your service, and now let's make a good ad about that and try and get it in front of as many eyeballs as they can. And that makes a lot of sense. But the way that YouTube works is slightly different, and this is the way that you think, right, what is the user doing? What are they up to, first of all? Understand that first and start there, and then you can build much more powerful campaigns. And really, when it comes to like the user, what are they doing? They're going to YouTube for four main reasons. One is like wanting to know something, maybe wanting to do something, maybe they're looking to want to buy something, or they're looking to be inspired or be entertained. And that's kind of like the four different reasons why we go to YouTube. But then if you translate that to the mindset, it's very much like it was 20 years ago before the internet even took like much activity, I suppose, at that time. And when it was like very much like bricks and mortar stores, you'd have three different types of customers. You'd have the people that would be outside, who would be like the window shoppers. They're walking past, they see your store, and they're like, oh, that looks interesting. I might go and find out more information about what it is you do, because something grabbed their interest. Then you have the type of customers that have already come in store. They're the shoppers who are looking to ask questions of the sales reps, wanting to know more information so they can make a better decision about what they're potentially going to buy. And then you have those people that are at the checkout. They know exactly what product they want, and it's just a case of like just understanding what it is they need to do to go and buy it. And is there anything that's stopping that from happening? Is there like a policy or a guarantee or anything that's like they want to know more about? And then it's a case of like making sure we talk to them in a different way. But if you know you've got people that are like window shoppers or people that are in-store shoppers or people that are at the checkout shoppers, when you know that, you know on the offline world how you would communicate with those people. Like the message you would have for someone who's a window shopper would be completely different to someone who's at the checkout ready to make a purchase.
Sure, yeah.
The conversation would be completely different. And that conversation should still be happening like that on YouTube. But most people just start with one ad, just promote it out and just see how that gets on. And they're missing the point, I think, with YouTube. It's like we just try and bombard people with the same ad. That's what a lot of people do. What we look to try and do is say, let's start with the user in mind. Think about what they're doing. Are they a window shopper? Are they in-store? Are they a checkout shopper? And then talk to them in a way that resonates with them, because then it's so much easier to close them. Because if someone's like knows who you are and you're advertising to them like a remarketing audience, for example, and they've been to your website, they've been to your blog, they've read your content, but they haven't yet bought, you don't need to do a big message for them. It's just like, hey, look, you haven't bought my book yet, or you haven't bought from the webinar yet, or whatever it might be. here, go and buy now. Because that's, I mean, sometimes they're already convinced about you as a brand, you as your content, and they're just like, where should I go and buy? Make it easy for me to go and buy something. No more motivation is needed, just show me where to buy. And that's kind of like the message you should have if it's like that people, like those people really know your brand, like what you do already. It can be really quick, the sales message. Whereas if they don't know who you are and they just are interested in what it is you potentially do, then the message there needs to be grabbing their attention from the beginning and make sure that they actually really listen in. So then you can give them really good content, prove them, like by demonstration, that what you've got for them is actually really valuable, and then that you're moving them closer to making that buying decision. And then you're like, hey, look, if you do want this thing that I've got for you, click this button, go and buy it right now. And it's just like looking at it from a standpoint of like, if you were to communicate with people in the offline world, let's try and translate that as best as possible to the online world. And that's the... that's a real kind of power behind YouTube. If we know that and we can talk to people in that way, it makes a much better experience for the user, and it makes a much better experience when it comes to ROI, like getting return for the ad spend that you're putting into the system.
I think that was fantastic. We were sitting there today talking with Russell about it, and I was just blown away in the back, taking a ton of notes and everything else. The part I was so fascinated by is you actually create the ad or the video for the ad at one time.
Yes.
And then you segment each one of those pieces for the specific audience that you're looking at.
Yeah, precisely.
So if you don't mind, kind of help people understand. So when you're looking at creating your ads, everybody, make sure that when you pay attention to it, that these, even though there are three separate ads and you're talking to the user in three different ways, make sure that you understand that you can actually do this all at one time, but there's a secret to it, and I want you to kind of explain what that secret is.
Yeah, okay, cool. So we look to try and create three messages for the different types of audiences. And you know that if it's like someone who's a window shopper who's interested in what it is you do but are not ready to necessarily buy from you just yet because they're not fully convinced, then for that audience, we need to make sure that we include what's called a schema violation, which really a lot of people call it a pattern interrupt, but it's a bit more than that. Like a schema violation is like we all have a model of the world, like how things work we're all used to. And there has to be a pattern with that, like a generalization. So I think I talked earlier about like the idea of a door.
Right.
We all know how doors work, and like so you push or pull the handle and you don't have to do much kind of cognitive thought behind it. It's just easy to do that because we've learned it so many times. And so we all have these models of the world, but our job is to kind of break that. So we want to do something slightly different. Like I think we talked about like one of Frank Kern's videos where he talks about getting chucked out of a strip joint on Monday and all that sort of stuff. And as it starts the video, like, what the hell is going on here? But it grabs your attention from the beginning. And then if as long as that start that video is different to what we expect, it's kind of violates the schema, violates what we were imagining was going to happen. And then it opens up the mind to then learn from you because you're like, okay, that's different. I now need to learn to understand why that is different and how to repair that violation almost. And that's the point where if you give them a really good message, they'll learn to repair that violation almost with the new message you've got. So that's why it's so powerful. So that's like grabbing their attention from the beginning is really important. Then we'll go through a process of what we call education. So that's giving really good content. The content almost carries the value itself. So content has to be so good that it builds your credibility, that kind of allows people to think, wow, that was amazing. Short, sharp, delivered, kind of concise points that allows the viewer to think, that's just amazing content. That's like, I don't need to know how good you are. Like, you don't have to tell me how good you are. Your content does it for me. So we go through a process of education, and the final part is just having a really clear call to action. Now, those three sections, the schema violation, the education, and then the call to action, can almost stand alone. Each separate part can stand alone. So if you're talking to like a window shopper, someone who's interested, you need to have the scheme violation, you need to then have education, and then you need to have the call to action. That's like one video in total.
If you're 4 minutes, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, around about 3 to 4 minutes is normally a good kind of like chunky but as concise as possible. If you can get it done in 2 minutes, great. If it takes you 6 minutes, so be it, sort of thing. We've got some videos out 8 minutes that outperform any of the video that the client's done, so we're kind of like, we don't have a hard and fast rule on timing. And then when it comes to, like, let's say, for example, we're trying to get in front of a window shopper. This is someone searching and looking for information, and they're in a search mode. It's like, that's, like, perfect for us as well. We don't need to do a whole big schema violation because they're already motivated, they're already interested. So we don't need to grab their attention. Their attention is already on their topic in mind. So at that point, we say, right, we'll just start with the education process. Give them, like, hey, in this video, you're going to learn the three ways to improve A, B, or C, whatever it is you're promoting. And if you start with that in mind, like start with that as a part of the video, people are going to be hooked because it's like, oh, that's exactly what I've been looking for. Perfect. And so you give them really, really good content and finish up with a call to action. So it's the same video as you would have had for the window shoppers, just minus the schema violation. And likewise, if you're getting back in front of remarketing audiences or people that are really close to making a purchasing decision, people that check out shoppers, those people don't need education. They don't need a schema violation. They just need a call to action. So it's like, hey, look, we're running a webinar this evening. You're going to absolutely love it because it's going to do this, this, and this. Make sure you sign up here by clicking this button. So it's literally, it could be as quick as that because they already know who you are or they're really close to making a purchasing decision anyway. So like, great, this sounds like exactly what I need right now. So you can just be really quick with that. So it's one video, schema violation plus education plus the call to action. But what we're doing is we're just saying, right, we can delete parts of that video that we don't need. So it's really more of an edit of a longer video than it would be three different separate videos with different content each time. So it just makes the process of creating the video a lot easier.
I love it. I hope you guys are taking a ton of notes. It's one of the things that Tom spent hours literally here with Russell today, and then I think we did almost 2 hours with Russell going through just this is a small piece of it. And then afterwards, I spent all afternoon with Nora creating a ton of content for Fill Your Funnel. So if you want to find out more about Tom, definitely get fillyourfunnel.com. But I want to make sure you check out some of his products too. So if you don't mind, this is a little plug for you as well. So
I don't mind that.
I would love it.
So my website for my agency is viewability.co.uk. So viewability.co.uk. On tombreeze.com, we do have some products there. They're great products. I just don't promote them that well. I'll do that much around it. I just, my 99% of my focus is just pure agency, and the other percent is for my family, probably. So, yeah. But yeah, Viewability is the website we've got.
So tombreeze.com and then viewability.co.uk.
.co.uk? Yep, that's the one.
Perfect. So go check it out. Again, I highly recommend you guys find out more about Tom. It's such an honor to have you here. You have to understand, Tom literally left yesterday, flew 14, 15 hours or whatever it was over here, spent the day here with us, and is flying back tomorrow just so he can be with his family. So Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And again, check out tombreeze.com and definitely viewability.co.uk. Right?
Yeah, that's the one.
These UK ones always mess me up. I'm sorry.
That's no worries.
Thanks again for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio. And again, check it out and check out also fillyourfunnel.com. Thanks, guys. We'll see you. Tom, Bye. Thanks again.
Cheers, buddy.
See ya.